The Brookings Area Humane Society Task Force presents their findings to the Brookings City Council. The council formed the task force in January after the society faced a funding crisis. Bill Davidson says they're looking for a more sustainable future for the Humane Society. Davidson, who served on the task force, says dealing with unwanted and at-large animals is the responsibility of the city and county.
The RHS is not a cause, but through its mission, assists the city and county with fulfilling their responsibility. It's also presumptive of BRHS to assume the community and the county citizens, council, and commission wish to provide unwanted but adoptable domestic animals, cats and dogs primarily, the opportunity for rehoming over euthanasia and disposal.
He says for now they're asking for increased city support. Davidson says they're seeing more and more animals coming from this city. Councilmember Holly Tilton Burns served on the task force as well. She says the money being sought directly correlates to the number of animals coming from the city.
This isn't from people that live in city limits and they're bringing animals. This is the number that our animal control is bringing to the Humane Society. I thought that was a pretty striking number because we as a city do have the responsibility to make sure that we are managing that animal population at large.
City Manager Paul Brazino says he has included funding in next year's budget.
I believe it's about $30,000 or $40,000. Now with that said, I'm not saying that we're not going to give the full $30,000 or $40,000. What I want to do is have an opportunity to work with Bill and the Humane Society and our animal control, understand what maybe is the best process moving forward here between the two.
Davidson says long term they'd like to either upgrade their current facility or build new and integrate with the city's animal control.